State legislative leaders push back on the idea for an income tax cut, a proposal to increase transparency among state agencies, and the new Secretary of the Interior gets praise from Oklahoma tribal nations. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, February 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State legislative leaders expressed skepticism Thursday over Governor Kevin Stitt's proposed income tax cut. KGOU's Nick Daniels has the details.
Stitt wants to reduce the 4.75% rate by 0.5% and eventually eliminate it, but lawmakers worry about the financial impact. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton said the cut could cost up to $600 million. That's far more than Stitt's estimate of $202 million. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert said he would like to do a tax cut, but stressed the need for a responsible budget. House Minority Leader Cindy Munson opposed the cut, citing tax increases that were needed in the past to stabilize state coffers. I'm Nick Daniels.
Oklahoma City is in the running to host the Canoe Slalom events. KGOU's Hannah France reports the city may now be a step closer to being approved as a host venue for the 2028 Summer Olympics.
On Thursday, Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt welcomed members of the International Canoe Federation to the city's Riversport Rapids facility. The $45 million whitewater and kayaking facility is located on the banks of the Oklahoma River. It opened in 2016 as part of OKC's MAPS 3. OKC is also in the running to be the 2028 Summer Olympics host venue for softball. Those decisions are up to the Los Angeles City Council. ICF President Thomas Cognetto says he expects OKC will be approved. The International Olympic Committee's sustainability strategy includes using existing venues instead of building new ones for the Olympic Games. I'm Hannah France.
A state house committee has approved a bill to make it easier to get open records. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
Republican Representative John Pfeiffer of Orlando says his bill creates a position in the Attorney General's office to review open records requests that have taken too long.
Anybody who wants to, if they feel like they're getting stonewalled in an open records request, if this passes, they will now have somebody to call.
Currently, the only option to force a state agency to produce records is to go to court. The bill now goes to an oversight committee for a vote. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
The new Secretary of the Interior is exempting tribal nations from cuts to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Sarah Lisi reports some tribal leaders are responding positively, noting the order acknowledges them as sovereign nations.
Doug Burgum is the new Secretary of the Interior, which oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Bureau of Indian Education. Burgum is the former governor of North Dakota, home to five tribal nations. In a recent secretary order ending DEI programs and gender ideology extremism, tribal nations were exempt because of the department's trust and treaty obligations. It ultimately recognized the unique political status Native Americans hold. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. applauded Burgum's order and expressed optimism for the future, similar to the Caddo Nation's chairman's response. Seminole Nation Principal Chief Lewis Johnson's statement took it one step further, requesting this trust and treaty obligation be shared with the White House and other federal agencies. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.